Welcome everybody to our April 3rd early spring mentorship session. I want to say hi to all the people who will watch the recording. I want to welcome everybody that's on the phone and also those of you who are online. I appreciate you being here. Just always know that if you miss it, it's totally fine to listen to the recording. And people have told me that when they miss a live session and they listen to the recording, that's exactly the day they needed it. So I don't want you to feel stressed about that at all. And I also want you to know, although I love having you here live, I definitely love the energy. I also want to remind all of you that we have a huge archive of almost 2 years worth of sessions that you are able to access at any time. So feel free to do that. And they should each have, a little highlights underneath each one. So if something catches your attention, you'd like to check it out. Some of them are longer shamanic journeys. You might be looking for that. Some of them are less shamanic journeying and more training. Some of them are me working one-on-one with people, and then you can work, do the work on your own with us as I'm working with that person one-on-one. So I like to remind people from time to time that those archives are there and can be a really great way to, even if you're needing to do something else, you just want to listen to it while you cook or something. I know you can't always sit down for an hour and focus, but it can be supportive even just to listen. So just want to remind everybody about that. And yeah, let's talk about tracking energy. I posted in the group asking if there was things that you all would like to work on. I like to do that from time to time. I trust that spirit brings through whatever we'll be working on for the session. And generally, it resonates for everybody at some place, wherever you are on your journey. And I trust that. It's good to kind of check in and see where everybody is and what your questions are so that I can kind of hone in on some of those. I also want to mention that there is not a black and white answer to, well, anything really, unless you ask me, is this color black, is this color white, and then I guess there's a black and white answer. But a lot of the answers that we're seeking come as we continue to do this work. And so asking the question and then letting it go can often make it easier for me to just kind of end up in that answer without even needing to stress or worry about it, because I've let the universe know what the question is. And as I've mentioned before, I sat with a teacher that would say, does anybody have questions? And we would all raise our hands and he would say, great, that means you have the answer. Because once the question has arisen within you, that means the answer is there. And 99.9% of the time, we're really looking to just be affirmed in what we already suspect and what we already know. So I want you to keep asking questions. Keep asking questions. Always ask questions. Always question. Question everything. And allow those questions to arise to bring up the answers within yourself and get the information that I share, get the information that other teachers share, get the information that you read in books. Gather all the interesting things and hone it in for what works for you. For me, it's been a journey of excavation and asking why. Well, why am I doing that? Why are we doing that? Why are they doing that? Why? So some of the answers that you're looking for, you'll start getting when you just start asking why. Why do I believe that? Why am I behaving that way? Why? Like a little two-year-old or whatever that drives their parents crazy. Yeah, that's me all the time. And the easiest way to track energy and recognize programs is usually with the stuff that hooks in what we perceive as a negative way. Like if something bothers you or triggers you or upsets you, that's a really easy place to start looking and tracking the energy as to what's going on. So I'll give you an example so that you can see how the mind of Bloom works and then try it on your own. So I was riding with someone, they were driving and we were riding past the elementary school. It was a primary school, I guess maybe it still is, but anyway, it was the school where I went a gazillion years ago, still there. Out front, there were these really big, beautiful trees. And we drove by the other day and they're all gone. All the trees are gone. Everything's gone. And I was really surprised. And I asked the woman with me, what's going on there? Because I thought maybe they were going to build something. You know, there's got to be a reason for just clear cutting all these old, beautiful trees. And she said, oh, they were afraid they were going to hurt the kids. Like maybe a limb would fall or a tree would fall over. And I said, oh, well, did that happen recently? She said, no, it's never happened. I'm like, wait, were the trees dead? Was something falling over? You know, I have all these questions. No. And so I was upset that all these trees got clear cut. And so instead of, you know, railing to my friend, who didn't seem too concerned about it, I started questioning, why are we clear cutting all the trees just in case something happens that's never happened before? Why are we so half glass empty as the tribe of humanity? Why do we so often prepare for the worst when nothing has happened to create that? And I just started asking myself, just kept asking questions. Why are we preparing for something that hasn't happened? And I saw that there was a lot of control happening. Okay, we're trying to control the situation. We don't want any accidents to happen. Why are we trying to control the situation so no accidents happen? Because we're afraid. Well, why are we afraid? So then I just kept tracking the energy. And what I realized is, of course we're afraid. We are literally on a rock hurling through space and everything is a big question mark. And you can post memes on Facebook about how it's all okay and, you know, don't sweat the small stuff and all of that. But when it really comes right down to it, life is just one big question mark. One humongous question mark. And we can set things up and prepare and have this idea about things, and then it can all shift in an instant. And living with that awareness can be disconcerting, to say the least. It can be scary. It always makes me laugh when people say, oh, I'm not afraid of death. That really cracks me up, because I had a close call with death and I called 911 and I was afraid. This was a number of years ago. And I thought I was cool with it, you know, until it was actually possibly going to happen. And then, you know, I hella called 911 and wanted to save my life. I was not prepared to die. I did not want to die. I mean, and it was and no pun intended, but it was a wake up call. It really was a wake up call of, oh, how do I really feel about this idea of death and fears that are easy to act like don't bother us until they're right in front of us. So not to focus on fear, it's more about tracking the energy of why do we do what we do? So I took it to a more global level and recognized we do a lot of, you know, controlling of our situation. And some of it is helpful. We have a group understanding that when you come to a red light, you stop. When you come to a green light, you go. We need that group agreement because we're driving vehicles that weigh tons. We need a group agreement there. So there's programs that we run that are helpful and give us a sense of working with what otherwise we would perceive as chaos and everybody just driving willy-nilly. I have been to some countries where they still do that regardless of the agreements of red and green lights. That's interesting. But here in the States, for the most part, we really do tend to follow those rules. And we have that group agreement so that we can keep the situation under control. That's great. I don't even have a problem with you cutting down a tree. If the tree is dying, is going to fall on your house, that's not where I'm coming from. Where I'm coming from is what's our intention? What's our intention? And so I took it into a group's, you know, the more collective understanding. And then I brought it back to myself individually. And I thought, metaphorically speaking, where am I clear cutting trees to control a situation out of unknown fear? Where am I unconsciously controlling things? without even realizing it, perhaps. Or maybe I'm very consciously controlling it because I want it to be a certain way. And why am I doing that? So that's how I track energy. I just start asking questions. Even if you come to a different understanding that I came to with those questions of that situation, you're tracking the energy. And that's the whole point. You don't have to agree or believe what I'm saying. But for me, it was just, oh, wow, we're trying to control everything. We don't want people to die. We don't want accidents to happen. Let's micromanage life. And then I get to sit with, where am I micromanaging life? Where am I doing that? And so that's one example of tracking energy and bringing awareness, doing your own self-work, your own self-tracking, your own self-mirroring and reflecting so that you get to some of those answers, because tracking where you're controlling things may not seem like it has anything to do with your questions, and it's all connected. It's all connected. So eventually you're going to see where they meet up in the web. So this is the kind of thing I do all the time. I don't sit at the grocery store and ponder why Jane Doe is buying ice cream and John Doe is buying pretzels. I don't sit around and do this all. You know, I don't walk around on the planet constantly. But when something gets my attention or hooks me or triggers me or upsets me or even makes me super happy, I will often go, oh, huh, why do I believe that? Why do I feel this way? Why does the collective do this? Why are we cutting down all the trees? What's really going on here? And I'll just excavate and excavate and excavate. Doesn't mean I necessarily come to answers. I come to more awareness, though. So that's what I would encourage each of you to do when you think of it, especially if something annoys you or bothers you or upsets you, when you have the time. Just start excavating what's going on there for you, for the collective. You don't have to bring judgment. You don't have to bring shame. You don't have to bring praise. Just bring why. Why am I upset that all those trees got cut down? Why are we doing that as a collective? You know, all the questions that I was talking about. I also want to mention that this might not seem like a clear segue. It's connected in my mind, though, so just go with it. The strongest, most powerful experiences for me have been when I show up anyway, when I show up regardless of what's going on, and when I don't want to, or when something has upset me, or when I really, and of course, be discerning. There's times when I have not been able to lead the mentorship because I needed a self-care. There was a couple times earlier in the year. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you run out of excuses. And the more I track energy and ask myself, why am I doing what am I doing? Why am I doing what I'm doing? What's the fear? Is there fear? What's the unconscious stuff? The more I track that and get clear about my behaviors, my belief systems, why I'm doing what I'm doing, why I'm attracting the people into my life, I'm attracting whatever it is I'm trying to figure out, how and why I'm manifesting what I'm manifesting, and am I manifesting what I want and my heart's desire and all these things we're talking about, I get clear on that stuff as I track energy, even if it's a completely different topic, because when I clear fear and unconscious programming, I'm better able to manifest. See, even though that wasn't the purpose of it, but that's one place where it can show up. I'm better in relationships when I'm able to track the fear and the programming. And it's just about consciousness and awareness around everything. Even if, like I said, let me reiterate, even if you don't get to some great, like I didn't have some kind of epiphany because of these trees, other than, wow, where am I trying to control things so there's no accidents? Where am I holding on? Like, that's not necessarily an answer, but it's a great question that brings me awareness to pay attention. And when I just keep showing up and showing up and showing up to the awareness, to the medicine, to the practices, to the ceremonies, and I just don't have any excuses anymore, that's when the biggest epiphanies and healings and awarenesses and things happen for me. I've had numerous times where I was leading ceremony and something happened the night before that just completely knocked me off my feet, so to speak, or my heart got broken or whatever, or just a few hours before I'm supposed to show up and do something and I'm just completely not in the headspace to do it. And I breathe into my belly and I use my tools and I show up anyway. And that practice alone has changed my life. So just want to mention that because it's important, because it's what I'm doing tonight. It's exactly what I'm doing tonight. I'm showing up anyway. I had a really unexpected day. And what I'd like to do is just go cry and lay in bed and go to sleep. But that's not what I get to do right now. I get to show up for you. And I was like, what the hell am I going to talk about when I just really don't want to show up? Oh, I'm going to talk about showing up when you really don't want to show up. Because that's how I teach. I teach from my experience. So I'm breathing into my belly and I'm being present with this. And I really have been clocking where am I controlling. And the stuff that came up today was a perfect example, perfect opportunity to sit with. Y'all don't type in messages. I love you. I love you all. It just distracts me and then I can't focus. Because then I'm like reading the messages. Today was a, when I track the energy of where am I controlling so that I won't have to deal with fear or whatever it is. Today, all this stuff came up that I went, oh, here's where I get to practice that new awareness. I can't control other people. I can't make people heal. I can't make people show up to their lives. I can't, you know, whatever it is, I can only do me, right? So I immediately got an opportunity to use that awareness with what came up today. And so it's been this twofold thing of, oh, can't control the situation. That sucks. I would like to, and I cannot. Okay, let's breathe into that. You know, when I crack myself up because I know I want to control the situation and I know that I want to control other people so that everybody will do it right, you know, and so everything will work out the way I want it to and everybody will just get it together and figure it out. And that's just not how it works, right? And so for me, it's kind of like, do you go around your yard and cut down all the trees because one day something might happen? Do you stop putting yourself out there or taking chances because stuff you might get hurt? No, you keep showing up because that's where the medicine is. That's where the medicine is. So it's perfect to have, like, it's perfect to have a situation like this where I have to show up because then I'm like, oh, right, practices, tools. Okay, now I got my mojo back. My mojo is better sometimes when I'm kind of forced out of the way. You know, people are like, I don't want to do it. I'm so tired. I don't want to have ceremony 2 days in a row. I'm so tired. I'm like, ooh, ceremony the next day when you're really tired, even better. Because you're too tired to get in the way, right? Like you can't, your ego can't take over the situation because you're literally too tired and then really deep medicine can happen. But this happens in life. You're, you know, moms needing to show up for their kids and partners needing to show up for their partners and just needing to show up for your work. And it's not just about ceremony and showing up for ceremony. It's about life as ceremony, showing up for your life in whatever experience you're in and being able to navigate that with the most grace and ease. There's nothing I'm teaching that's going to give you the, you know, take a pill, everything's taken care of moment. I don't feel that that's the point. You know, it's the journey is the destination. So this really is about how are you navigating in your experience when you feel amazing, when you feel poopy, when you're getting worked. And going and doing this dieta, I don't, you know, I'm really excited for people to come. I also want to let you all know, going and doing dieta is to excavate your stuff. And just because I finished the 30-day post-dieta a few days ago doesn't mean I'm done. I'm keeping on getting worked and getting worked and getting worked, and the people around me are getting worked. Ah, that's why today was kind of hard. Yeah, because the people around me aren't necessarily on board with getting worked. I bet some of you all have that situation. Like the people around you may or may not be doing their intentional work. The people you work with, the people you live with, the people you're married to, your kids, whoever it is, family, you might be the one who's making an effort to really wake up and do the work. And the people around you are like, whatever, cocktail time or whatever their situation is, right? So that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm done. That's all I have to say about that. There's just nothing else to say. Where am I controlling? What kind of pain am I trying to avoid by controlling? Even when I control and try to avoid pain unconsciously, shit still comes up. So I know I said I was done, but I lied. I'm still going. So I realized when I was processing this idea of trying to control everything, you know, how the whole world does that, that's exhausting. That's absolutely exhausting. And I recognize that a lot of our energy will go into things that we're inadvertently or unconsciously wanting to control, and then it can't go into what we really want to put it into. So there's a lot of different ways to work with this. And the first thing to do is to have awareness of it. That's the first place to start, is where am I unconsciously controlling, which holds me back so that I don't put myself out there in whatever way it is. It also holds back my ability to manifest. It stops my growth. It stops my growth. I do believe that we can be at peace on this planet with everything being a question mark. I do believe that we can be at peace with that. I believe that. That's why we do this work. That's what awareness is about. So it's an interesting journey, y'all. Well, one of the reasons I'm not spiraling out after the day I had is because I have tools and I'm using them and I'm showing up anyway. So that's what I want to offer up. And if you're trying to figure out how to water the seeds that we planted at the last session, tracking your energy and excavating where you're behaving unconsciously is one way to do that. You know, just it's like that Rumi quote, love is about uncovering all the things that, or whatever, it's about uncovering all the things that keep you from love. That's what we're doing. You know, it's not necessarily always about happy, shiny bliss bunny. That's awesome too. For me, I get to my bliss through my shadow. Maybe that's why I like Carl Jung. I don't know, but that's how it works for me. And for me, it's less about trying to get happy and more about awareness, because I'm, in general, I am happy. Happy is such a weird word. Like I could say that I have a happy life and I still will just excavate and excavate, 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 because I love to learn and I want to learn all that I can about why do we behave the way we behave? Why am I behaving the way I behave? What is that program? What's that program? What's that program? What's that program? That program works. I'll keep that one. That one, where did that even come from? That's what I'm doing all the time. So when we're in ceremony, that's what I'm doing. When we're, you know, in mentorship, that's what I'm doing. So that's going to help with a lot of what you're projecting. If you're wanting to understand what's happening with people out there or situations out there or manifestations out there, start excavating internally. Okay. And it's okay if you get to like a road that's not paved yet and you don't really know how to go down that road. That's okay. That's where you start blazing trails in your own mind, because you hit those places and you get cognitive dissonance. When you hit cognitive dissonance, that is gold. That is life-changing right there. And you'll want to Google cognitive dissonance, or one of the wonderful therapists in the group can explain it better than me, because I didn't look it up because I didn't know I was going to be talking about it. But it's really when something, for me, it's when something comes in and I just can't compute it. When an idea comes in that I can't seem to grok or wrap my brain around it, because it's creating dissonance with what I've always understood and what I've always believed. And it means I'm going to change my life if I choose to open up to this thing that feels very dissonant, right? That's my experience of cognitive dissonance. And so when somebody brings something to me or an experience happens and I have cognitive dissonance and I just can't compute and it's uncomfortable and I want to be defensive or I don't want to hear it or whatever, that's my big light bulb moment. Oh, this makes no sense. Okay, tell me more. I want to listen. You know, usually sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it makes me angry. Sometimes it doesn't. It, you know, those are just triggers and reactions. And so I'll notice those triggers and reactions. And I really have come to understand that in my world, when I hit cognitive dissonance, that's where it opens up. So when I'm talking to star beings and guides that are in what we perceive as unseen realms, and they say things to me that I can't compute, it's complete cognitive dissonance with what I've been brought up to believe as a human. Even if I can't grok it in that moment, I hold on to it. I pay attention because I know that at some point it's going to land. And star beings are always telling me, they're always saying, well, what if ... And they'll say something and I'm like, that's crazy. What do you mean? What if? But they're getting me out of my own programming. You know, something as simple as what if it's okay that ... happened? I'm like, okay, what if it's okay? Even though up to that point, it was not okay with me. You know, just simple little things like that can get you to just slowly start to shift and programs start to lose their grip. They start to unwind. So Google cognitive dissonance or ask a friend or ask your therapist. But really, when something just does not compute and you just really think there's no possible way I could believe that, just sit with it. Doesn't mean you have to change what you believe. It offers you the opportunity to recognize why you believe what you believe. And is it supportive to you? And is it expansive? And is it allowing the flow? Whenever I'm defensive, then I'm like, ooh, that's some learning right there. That I've got, you know, I might totally disagree with that other person, but the defensiveness is all mine, right? So defensiveness is a great place where you get to go, oh, I got something to learn there. Any place where you're defending yourself and explaining yourself to other people, you know, like, yeah, but I know this and I know that. Yeah, that's a good place to look too. These are just some examples of places, and don't judge yourself for it. And you don't have to walk around telling other people, oh, you're being defensive, girl. You want to look at that. Like, you don't necessarily have to say that to other people unless you really know them well enough to get away with that. But for me, those are the places that I look immediately. That's where I look. And a lot of your answers to everything are in those places. So it's really about bringing our behaviors back internal and just checking in with ourselves. Don't do this 24/7, please. You might just like lose your mind. Like, relax. Let it be okay sometimes that you're defensive and you don't want to look at it right now because you're feeling defensive. That's okay. You can look at it later. Just be aware. I want to defend myself. I don't like that. Whatever. Like, be easy with this. Hold this lightly. Hold this lightly. I don't do this 24/7. But I do it a lot. I do it every day. I do it as often as I think about it. I do it when it feels good. I do it because I know it's supportive, but I'm not obsessing about it. You know, this is my life journey and my path and my focus. So I probably do it more than other people, but I can also live my life within the context of that without obsessing over all the things, you know. So hold all of this lightly, hold all of it lightly. I mean, that really circles us back around to the beginning of, we're going to go around cutting down all the metaphorical trees for stuff that hasn't even happened because we're afraid that something might happen one day. But we're not holding life lightly. We're taking everything much too seriously. And there's a way to be thoughtful and be discerning and support the safety of all beings while also allowing to hold it more lightly. And not live in fear, you know, not make all these decisions from fear. And we make a lot of decisions from fear without even knowing it, because it's so insidious and it's so woven into the fabric of how we live, that until you start questioning and really excavating, you don't even realize you're doing it. And you can do this with yourself, but you can also do this with a therapist. You could even do it with a friend. You could do it in a shamanic journey. I process quickly and I love to excavate. And so when I talk to a therapist, I'm like, I can go through 3 months of stuff in like an hour, because I'm like, well, maybe not 3 months, but I work quickly because, and I feel that part of that is because I've just been doing it for so long and I love to do it. I love to question and ask why are we like that? You know? And again, hold it lightly. It's okay to see that as a human species, we behave a lot through fear. You don't need to spiral out into the sadness of that or the anger of that or the judgment of that. Just have awareness, because we also do a lot of things through love. We do a lot of things through openness. We do a lot of things through support and empathy. We don't do everything through fear. It's just, if you're tracking yourself, usually the quickest, easiest place to get awareness is when you're triggered or when something hooks you. It would be a really cool practice the next time you are just like, oh, that feels really good, stop and go, wow, why does that feel good? What is it about this that feels good? But we don't often think to do that, right? We don't think to question why it feels good. But you can. You can go, wow, why does that feel good? Well, I feel affirmed and I feel seen, or that was a really good massage therapist, or what, you know, whatever it is. Just start asking, what feels good about that? Why do I feel really good? If you have the awareness in the moment to do that, or after the fact. And we've talked before in other sessions about recapitulation, where you recapitulate your day at the end of the day. You know, when you're lying in bed or meditating, sitting before you go to sleep, and going through your day from getting into bed, going backwards through your day all the way to the morning when you woke up, and just being with, you know, the things that really get your attention, kind of like rewinding the movie, and really being present with your day after the fact. And recognizing, oh, I really like how I handled that. Oh, I could have handled that differently. Oh, I completely missed that person might have needed my support because I was so busy answering the phone, or whatever it is. Or it might be that you recapitulate your day and you go back and you recognize, I was really feeling really sad at lunchtime and I didn't have time to really honor that. I can do that now. You know, there's lots of things you can do to recapitulate. It's really about bringing awareness. So this is another way to track energy and have more awareness of, as you recapitulate your day, that person said that thing to me and that made me really happy. Why did that make me so happy? You know, you can do that too. So these are just some practices to start getting into more awareness, about all this stuff. So now I'm going to look and see what people wrote, because thank you for not messaging anymore. I get all that. Oh yeah, Banta, Italy, they totally drive like that. India, they drive like that. Peru, they drive like that. Thank you, Jess and Bobby, for the hearts. I really am okay. It's just, you know, my heart is hurting and I feel sad. But the interesting thing is, showing up here, my heart's not hurting as much and I don't feel as sad, because now I'm back in the mojo. And whenever I'm talking to you all, I'm talking to myself. You know, I'm always receiving and learning. I got to do a session this morning with one of my teachers. I received a session from him, and I asked for his PayPal, and he said, why don't you do a session for me? So we scheduled it, and I was really nervous because this is my first teacher ever from 20 years ago, and he's letting me do a session for him. And I actually got nervous. I never get nervous before sessions, but I was like, this is good. I'm nervous. I really respect this person. Okay. You know, not that I don't respect other people that I sit with. I'm just not nervous. They're not my teacher of 20 years. And so, you know, I did the, I don't even know why I was telling you all that, but I did the mojo with him and it was great. And what was interesting, this is why I was telling you that, the things that were being shared with him was also medicine for me. You know, it's never just for the other person. It's never just for you all. It's really medicine for all of us. So when I show up, regardless of how I feel, I'm receiving medicine too. So thanks for being here so that I could receive medicine too. So that's really, I just want to put all that out there and let you sit with that in your own way. And when we journey tonight, you know, I feel like if you feel open to it, you know, we planted those seeds a couple weeks ago for the equinox and for this time of the chill time that we talked about last time. The seeds need a certain amount of cool and they need a certain amount of time under the earth. And we're still a little bit in that phase. Some things are starting to pop up, but some things need more time under the earth. Some things in your life need more time under the soil, under your personal soil. So if it feels resonant for you when we journey tonight, you can ask your guides to help you excavate places where you are controlling without recognizing it. Or maybe you do recognize it and you'd like to stop doing it, whatever it is. And excavate those behaviors that would impede the growing of these seeds that you've planted, you know? So, you know what, if you don't want to do that, just go take whatever's on your heart into the journey. I trust whatever you get in these journeys. I know that you're getting what you need from your guides. I like to offer up possibilities so you can be proactive. But you can also check in with them about places where you're unconsciously controlling, or letting fear run the situation and then move on and do other things. If you have time, definitely find some time to play, you know, not just in the shamanic journey, but in your life. But within the shamanic journeys, you know, it's okay to start with, hey, do you all have gifts that can support me on my journey? Sometimes I tell you to ask for gifts, sometimes I don't, but you can always ask. You can ask them to just nourish you. You might be exhausted right now, or maybe your heart is hurting and you just want to lay there and get nourished. That's okay too. You can set the intention of awareness around places where you're holding yourself back through fear or control and then let it go and just receive nourishment. It happens. You'll get it. I set, you know, very few intentions when I went to this dieta and I'm still getting excavated and worked. I've learned over the years that I don't have to have a laundry list of intentions. You know, they know. I know, my soul knows, the universe knows, spirit knows. So let's take all of that into a shamanic journey. Why don't you go ahead and get comfy? And depending on, oh, awesome. Aaron, you texted me right when I was just about to ask you. I might give you the heads up to rattle and whistle. That'd be great. I'm feeling good. I definitely want to sing and get us going, but it'd be great for you to whistle and just do what you can do and then pass it back to me. It's also okay for us to have a little bit of quiet time. So just know if it gets quiet, that doesn't mean we're complete. I'll let you know when we're done. So you can just relax. We'll do a little extended journey tonight. And again, thank you all for being here. I really appreciate that I can just be honest. I am okay. I want you all to know I'm okay. I'm okay. And if you want to send any mojo my way later, I'll take it. It's all good. I love y'all. I really look forward to this time together. So take some time and just have some nice deep breaths into your belly. Go ahead and get comfy. If you're thinking that you might fall asleep, pull your knees up so that you keep yourself awake and can stay with your journey. Invoking the pillars of this temple, Archangels Michael, Ariel, Uriel, Gabriel, Raphael in the center, Samophon above, Metatron below, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, San Germain, San Cyprian. Activating this temple grid space so that we are together in medicine world. And everything in this space must be pure love and pure medicine. As you make your way through your portal door into your sacred space, and we are all within safe, sacred medicine world space, taking a moment to connect with your guides, You can see if any new guides show up tonight. And remember from past sessions, really try to hone in on who you're working with as you create personal relationship with a handful of guides. Even if you've got tons of others there, work with just a handful of them to really be creating that personal relationship. Feel free to ask for gifts that can support you on your journey right now. Maybe you even want to ask for a hug from your guides, whatever feels resonant. As you set your intentions with them, let them know the support that you would like to receive during the shamanic journey. Pachamama, Pachamama, Manasina, Pachamama, Pachamama, Manasina, Pachamama, Pachamama, Manasina. Pachamama, wrap your loving arms around us. Pachamama, the earth like a blanket. Pachamama, thank you for holding us. Pachamama, Pachamama. Digging in thee, digging in thee, digging in thee, Pachamama. Growing our roots, digging our roots into Pachamama. Pachamama. Pachamama, Manasina. Pachamama. Pachamama, Manasina. Estrellitas. Estrellitas, Manasina. Star, star. Stars, stars, medicina. Estrellitas. Estrellitas, medicina. Stars, stars, shining down upon us. Stars, stars, lighting our way on Pachamama, Pachamama. Stars, stars, we are made of stardust, Pachamama. Pachamama, stars, stars, we are made of stars, Pachamama, Pachamama, we're a gocha, wind, wind, breeze, breeze, we're a gocha, we're a gocha, wind, wind, blowing across Pachamama, Medicina, Medicina, Agua, Agua, Medicina, Pachamama, Pachamama, water, 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 bless us, Pachamama. Pachamama, water, 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 fill us, Pachamama, Medicina, water, 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 cleanse us, Pachamama, Pachamama, Intitaita. Father, Son, shine on us, Inti Taita, Inti Taita, Inti Taita. Father, Son, light the way, Inti Taita, Pachamama, Inti Taita. Warming up, Pachamama, Medicina. Medicina, fire, fire, sun in the sky, fuego, fuego, quichi, 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 medicina, Pachamama, Pachamama, ether, 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 rainbows, Pachamama, Pachamama, Quichi, 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 Medicina, Pachamama, Pachamama, ether, ether, and rainbows, Medicina, Medicina. Los arboles, trees, trees, medicina, medicina, grounded in Pachamama, medicina, medicina, trees, trees, growing up to heaven's trees, trees, Medicina, sky and earth, trees between, Medicina, Medicina, trees, trees, touching the ethers, Medicina. Medicina, trees, trees, growing Pachamama, Medicina, Medicina, reaching up, reaching out, expansion, expansion, Internal excavation, expansion, expansion, internal questioning, expansion, expansion, circling, 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 Medicina, Medicina, circling, circling, expanding, expanding, Medicina, Medicina, circling, circling, patterns, patterns, Medicina, Medicina, circling, circling, awareness of the patterns, Medicina, circling, circling, consciousness of the circles, Medicina, circling, circling, awakening in the matrix, Medicina, circling, circling, awakening in the dream, Medicina, expansion, expansion, Medicina, Medicina, you are Medicina, Medicina, you are Medicina, Medicina, you are awakening Medicina, Medicina, you are awareness, Medicina, Medicina, you are consciousness, Medicina, Medicina, you are the answers, Medicina, Medicina, you are remembering, Medicina, 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 Medicina. Tobacco, tobacco, come to us. Mapacho, mapacho, come to us. Singado, singado, come to us. Cacao, cacao, come to us. Wachuma, wachuma, come to us. Abuela, abuela, come to us. Abuelo, abuelo, come to us. Star beings, come to us. Plant teachers, come to us. Ancestors, come to us. Corandeiros, come to us. Corandeiros. Ascended masters, come to us. Nari, come to us. Archangels, come to us. Animal tones, come to us. Spirit guides, come to us. Teachers, come to us. Awareness. Come to us, consciousness, come to us, kindness, come to us, compassion, come to us, love, love, come to us, love, love, within us, love, love, you are love. Love, love is within. Love, love never leaves. Love, love is all there is. Breathe into your belly. Start making your way back to your portal door. You're welcome to bring your guides back with you through your portal door and circle them up around you. Before you close that portal door behind you. Just connect with your crown. I'm going to blow some tobacco smoke into your crown. For those of you who want to keep receiving the work that you've started in this shamanic journey, just be aware over the next 72 hours, be intentional to continue to receive what you've begun here. If you're feeling complete, that's okay too. Good journey, good medicine. So, thank you all for being here. Really glad we got to do that. And thank you, Aaron, for hosting and for whistling and rattling. It was really good to sing medicine tonight. That's exactly what I needed, to be in the medicine space. It always brings me back. So you can unmute everybody and we'll just say goodnight. And I will see some of you this weekend for the retreat. Yay. And we'll be sending everybody mojo from the retreat. Just know that we're.
Thank you, Bloom.
You're welcome.